Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord. The two hands are lifted, let us pray. And cry out loud and give to God the praise of our salvation. We lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation and cry. Raise your hands, we lift our hearts and fall with blessed anticipation and cry aloud and give to God the praise
of our salvation.
Head of the church, triumph. And we joyfully adore thee to the pier. Thy members in shall sing like those in glory. We lift
our hearts and voices
with blessed unto thee. Raise your voice and cry. Speak in other tongues, lift your voice and speak in the spirit. For only 30 seconds, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. You sit enthroned. We come to honor you. We are here to bless your holy name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh! Radosh! Somebody lift him. Shadia Antanala. Kia Lalalo. This nation stands before you this morning. Ah! Hallelujah. Father, we honor you for your favor. Everybody standing in your presence is standing here because of the promise of your grace. The word says it is not of works that anybody should boast. We give you thanks, honor, praise, glory, celebration. You are the God of all wonders. The fact that we woke up this morning is a wonder. A miracle that we cannot take for granted. Thank you. As a nation stands before you this morning in worship, we give you thanks, glory, and praise at the God of all miracles. Despite our wickedness, your love towards Ghana is amazingly impressive. We cannot understand, O Fathum. We stand here in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will metamorphose our lives to the ever-increasing glory of the Christ. We want to be like him, talk like him, behave like him, relate like him, lead like him, do business like Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. I pray in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit that be, demonic networking, projection, noise, divination, sorcery, any form of wicked imagination and spirits that will emanate or rise against this particular service. Arise, O God, and swallow them up in victory. I have no strength or wisdom or no knowledge of my own. These people have come to see Christ. And therefore, I ask you in the name of Jesus, anoint those lips of clay. Use this body for your own pleasure and honor. And save the sinner, reclaim the backslider. Let this morning be the morning that the miracle begins in the lives of your people. I bless you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these hands. Oh, I can hear you. Clap these hands. Give God the glory. Now shout with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today is Mother's Day. Are you screaming for mothers? Hallelujah. We celebrate mothers from this house throughout the world. We want to celebrate all mothers, all to the glory of God. Hallelujah. So it's a Mother's Day Sunday. We celebrate God for his goodness. If you were not able to celebrate your mother before you came, on your behalf, I do that announcement. On behalf of your husband, I want to tell every woman in this place, Happy Mother's Day. Say amen. It's a very strong scripture. I think it's in Judges chapter 5 and verse number 7. He said, and when life ceased in Zion, and when life ceased in Israel, I, Deborah, I arose a mother in Zion or in Israel. I arose a mother. What was she trying to say? That there is a difference between a woman and a mother. It's a very vast difference between a woman and a mother. Yeah, she said, I, Deborah, I arose a mother in Israel. When Barak was running away from battle, Deborah rose up as a mother in Israel. I think also, similarly, when you read Psalm 68, and verse number 11, the Bible makes a very powerful submission about mothers. Psalm number 68 and verse 11 in the word of the Lord. He says that the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. But when you read it in the GNT version, look at it. He said, the Lord gave the command, and many women carried the news. Yeah, many women carried the news. And so I don't know what we can do without women, let alone mothers. Can you imagine this church without women and mothers? Can you imagine this nation without women and mothers? It's a Sunday. I don't want to make any derogatory statement. My God. What do you watch? Check you feel. Without you. Can you imagine what will happen? And there is no woman in my house. That is chaos. Absolute chaos. So I want to thank God for all mothers from around the world. I want to give God the glory. When I get into names, I will get into trouble. Yeah, so I would love to use the opportunity to celebrate all mothers, from biological mothers, foster mothers, spiritual mothers, covering mothers, guiding mothers, guidance mothers, all the mothers you can talk of. Foster, I have mentioned. All mothers. It's not, mothers doesn't mean your mother is not only the person that gave birth to you. As a matter of fact, you can sometimes have a mother that gave birth to you and you may not see that one. And somebody else will also take over. And I think that today, take time and appreciate all of them. Take time and appreciate all of them. Not just Happy Mother's Day. Send momos, send gifts, send food, send money, send, you know. Not just Happy Mother's Day, you know. I think we have a better work to do. Mama Comfort, you don't think so? And I also want to use opportunity to tell all the people whose mothers have passed on to glory. I want to let you know that we have different mothers. I can be a mother, even though I am not. You know, anytime my mother, Dr. Christy Dotete, when is Father's Day, the first person who wishes me Father's Day is my mother, and then she will say, "Kofi, happy Father's Day," and I will say, "Mom, happy Father's Day to you also, because you have not only been a mother. You are also a father. What the father does, you do it all the time." And so this morning, let me celebrate her also. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Special. Hallelujah. Myself and my daddy, we bring greetings to all of you mothers. Thank you. Including the first lady of this country, Mrs. Rebecca Akufu Addo, and all mothers in Ghana, in Alabasta, in your home, in your community, Happy Mother's Day to you. Hallelujah. Let me read our foundation and reminding you that this is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. This is a live broadcast service. We're transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3. We are live on Obatampa 92.5. We are live on Buim FM 88.7. I hear it's not in the Volta region, in the Oti region, rather. So, Buem, good morning to all of you. And good morning to our friends from around the world. Happy Mother's Day to all the lovely people on Facebook Live, and also the lovely people on YouTube, podcast, Telegram, and the rest of you. I salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I trust God that by the time we bring this service to a close, the Christ will be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. And reminding you that Alabaster International Ministry is transmitting live this morning from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple Tesano in the city of Accra. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21, the Bible said there were sitting Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through to 36. Look at the 21st chapter. The 34 through to 36 verses, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that day, the Bible said, come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, the Bible said, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much. Hallelujah. I'm going to use this particular phrase of the word to connect to other explorative scriptures and speak to all of you by the help and the grace of God. Hallelujah. When you read Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4, the Bible said, for all the things that were written in the past were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. I'm living in a very precarious and difficult time where a lot of people, including the ones sitting before me right now this morning, need hope and comfort. We do not only need hope and comfort, we also, as we are sitting here, we need an impartation to also know the kind of times in which we are living in it. You cannot make plans or projections without knowing the season and the time in which you live. And so Paul the Apostle the other day was making a submission in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. He was talking about the season in which you live, and he was drawing your attention to circumspection so that you will not walk within the time as fools, but as wise. So in verse number 16, he projects the redemption of the times. Projecting the redemption of the time. You can redeem time. You can make a redemption of time wisely and prudentially. Then he made a public announcement that the day in which I'm living in is evil days. I watched a little video this week from the security experts that shook me. A young man in this building tagged me to the video. And the video was a little boy about 6 years old, and they were asking them in school, what do you want to be when you grow up? The boy said, I want to be a killer. They were confused. Therefore, they went back to the question in a different way. And then he said, in the second answer, he said, I want to be a murderer. So then he was not joking. Then they asked him, what do you mean by a murderer or a killer? He said, I want to kill a lot of people. I want to take out a lot of people away from the well. I want to take out a lot of people from out of the well. 6 year old. When I started the W3 service, one of the shocking things that I shared with the audience was a story of a young boy who went to school, and the teachers were asking, why he was upset. And then the boy said, because he had a broken heart. 6 year old, same 6 year old. Why? Because somebody... he said, my girl is cheating on me. And then the teacher asked, how old is your girl? And the boy said, my girl is 4 years old. At the time, I was so shocked and amazed. What kind of life and what kind of world is this? Now it has gone to another level. The 6 years are not thinking about girls. Now they want to kill. They want to kill. It reminds me very interesting of Matthew chapter 24 and from verse number 6-7. You know, when you get to verse number 8 of that particular verse, he said something and said, these are the beginning of many sorrows that are coming. In the 9th verse, he said, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and they shall kill you. They will kill you. You will be killed. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. This is not a time anybody can be joking. It's a very precarious and perilous time. You come to church leaving your children at home. You do so at your own danger. You are a Christian and you want to leave your children to decide who they want to be. They will decide for you. They will make a decision for you. Now in America, you don't decide gender. You give birth to a child. You cannot register the child, or you cannot nationalize the child as a citizen, as he's masculine or feminine. You can't do that. You will have to wait for the child to grow up to decide whether I will be a gay, a lesbian, a transgender. Where if the child is a boy, he can decide I want to be a girl. In the United Kingdom, as I speak to you right now, if we come to church this way and we want to visit the lavatory, you can, you know, say that this lavatory is for men and that one is for women. You can say that. A man can bump into the ladies' lavatory and it's allowed. In schools, it's allowed. The boy can go into the ladies' section. In Ghana, I would have said that the boy can go to the ladies' dormitory and it will be allowed in the United Kingdom. Therefore, the preachers of this generation cannot go to sleep, because the moment we start sleeping, the enemy will be sowing tares among us. Tares. As I'm speaking to you right now. And therefore, there are so many cities in the Bible where Jesus himself started talking to them. And there are so many things that goes on. On Tuesday, I was telling the congregation that God is giving me a revelation to speak to this nation concerning cities, because the Bible has made it very clear that even the nations will appear before God. When the Son of Man comes, he will divide. He is going to bring, you know, the nations before him. They are going to brought the goats and the sheep. Goats and sheep by nations. He will gather the nations together. The goats and the sheep. Even nations are going to be solidified, segmented. Here, go there. You come here. It's coming. Then he will say unto the goats, depart to eternal damnation. To the sheep, come unto your father's glory. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty. You gave me water. I was in prison. You visited me. I was sick. You came to check upon me. And then we'll ask, when did we find you in all these categories? He said, because you did it for these little ones, you did it for me. Anybody that is going to extend a hand of benevolence to your mother this morning, or any mother figure today, you did it for the Lord, not yourself.
And so in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 22, Jesus started talking to his congregation. And while he was speaking, he made a submission. You know, the Bible said, but I say, let me start from verse number 18. John came and neither eating and drinking, and they say he has a devil. In 19 verse, the Son of Man come eating and drinking, and they say, behold, he is a glorious man, let me put it that way, and a wine bibber and a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. Can you go back to verse 17 possibly? Go to verse 16, because he asked a question. I want to revisit, you know, the question. He asked a question. He said, to what shall I liken this generation? In the NLT version, Jesus is asking a question. To what can I compare this generation to? This generation is like children playing a game in the public square. They complain to their friends. You were, for God's please, let us work. We played wedding songs and you didn't dance. We played funeral songs and you didn't mourn. And then he goes and said, John didn't spend his time eating, drinking, and you say he's possessed by a demon. And then in the 19th verse, the Son of Man, on the other hand, feasts and drinks, and you say he is glutton, he is a glutton and a drunkard, and a friend of tax collectors and other sinners. But wisdom is shown to be right by its results. And then in verse 20, Jesus began to denounce. And we go back to the King James Version. The Bible said, upbraid the cities. In GNT, very nicely, look at her. And the people of the town where Jesus had performed most of his miracles did not turn from their sins. So he reproached those towns. In Kurono, he reproached them. Another word will be he rebuked. In a tree version, as a matter of fact, he said that he rebuked Oshasia, you know, Ofrasia, Eka and Kra, you know, where yeah, Nitumidia, Anana, Mwadi, Niani, Baby, and Nim, if son said, one such a one. That means that when the word of the Lord is preached, the people that receive the word ought to repent. There must be a transformation of the word. And so he goes in verse number 22, and then he began to talk. He said, and it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon. Maybe let me go to verse 21, it will make sense. In the verse number 21, he said, wow, Chorazin and Bethsaida. You know, for if the mighty works that were done in Tyre and Sidon were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And then he even went further and said, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon. And go to the next verse, 23. And then he goes and mentions Capernaum and Tau Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven. You shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works, so five towns have been mentioned, Chorazin, Bethsaida, Tyre and Sidon, and Capernaum, mighty works are done in them, just like mighty works are done in the Republic of Ghana. Which country in the world has more prophets than this one? Which nation among the world has more prophets than this one? Ask me, which other nation also in the world are more cruel and wicked on this continent than this one? Jubilee House sees nothing wrong with corruption. The ministries, departments, and agencies sees nothing wrong with the proportion of wickedness. Church sees nothing wrong with corruption. There are people sitting here with deals, serious deals. deals that you can't talk about. Because the moment you talk about, everybody knows where you are coming from. You can't talk about fraudulent criminal deals. Chorazin, beside are sitting in church, polished with makeup. Tai and Sidom, Tapenom is sitting. How will the prophets of Ghana stand before the Son of Man and answer to him? We sold red, blue oil, soap, polo stickers, and handbands. That was what we were doing. Very interesting. My God, I'm standing here this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and I am speaking, you know, to Chorazin, Bethsaida. I am talking to a generation that is Chorazin, Bethsaida, Tai and Sidon, Capernaum. Jesus spent more time in Capernaum with them all the time. Teaching them. You sit here every Sunday and you are hearing the mind of God. If I look at you, you have been in church for at least 1 year and there is no transformation. You are Capernaum. He said you will be lifted up to heaven and brought down to hell. Hell! And this is Jesus speaking. When I look at the Capernaum Christians, the way they even speak to their husbands and their wives. The way they even relate to their children. The way they even have sold out their house. But I thought that the Messiah preached every Sabbath in your synagogues. When he rejected Nazareth, he came to you. We have become so, I mean, we have taken the grace of God for granted so much to the point. Sweetie, listen to me. We don't even see the things that God does for us. Ungrateful generation. You woke up this morning, you don't see a need to give thanks. Do you know what it means to sustain your life? A little bullet go through your heart, you'll be a dead body. When I go to Kolebu and I see people lying at the emergency beds, then I come to church and I realize the ungratefulness of human beings. They are Capernaum. Yeah. Even in church, how many people can come into the front and dance before the Lord just like Michelle danced before God. David rather danced before God. How many people? We don't see a need. I'm telling you. Capernaum. Capernaum Christians don't even see. They need to be thankful. Father, thank you for my life. I don't deserve to be here. Capernaum. Don't see any need. And sometimes, if we are looking for a visa to America, as long as the visa is not come, God has done nothing. God has done nothing. Your food, your shelter, your transport, and your provision, your covering, God has done nothing. Yeah, God has done nothing. So many people don't even see the need to lift up a song of appreciation and give glory unto the God of your salvation. That you were on your way to hell and he took your place and died for you. I'm serious. A nation that God delivered from Ebola. No single soul died from Ebola in our country. We can't even have, just like when President Mills was alive, the nation once in every year, one Monday to Sunday, it's a week of prayer, thanksgiving, and praise. Done. You only see God when you need him. Look at the way we are struggling. A nation like Ghana is standing before IMF for such a cheap money as $3 billion. Cheap money. If you like, give Ghana an opportunity. 6 weeks, we will raise double of that money here in Ghana. We don't need IMF for anything. When you reject God, you see madness. Yeah. When you reject, you will see madness. Can you imagine if we have leaders who can publicly acknowledge God? Father, as we begin this independence celebration, I, President Kofi Oduro, I stand here to thank you for your faithfulness and favor towards this nation. Can you imagine what God will be toward us? Akunkunsem. You will continue to see. He said, "Topping up, I will raise you up and bring you down. And when I see the vicissitudes, for the past 30 years, Ghana is up and down, up and down, up and down. You don't see what I'm saying? Check the dollar. Up, down, up, down. It's good today, it's bad tomorrow. Capena! To be grateful unto Almighty God. Jesus healed 10 people. The Bible said out of leprosy. They went to show themselves to the priest and to pay the obligation of Moses of the Mosaic law. The Bible said they returned. Only one returned to give glory unto the Lord. He asked the question, didn't I heal 9? Didn't I heal 10? Where are the 9? That means that even God was in anticipation of some form of appreciation. You know, some form of appreciation. But when people have a stony heart and they have, unappreciative conscience and motives and mind and all that, they feel it was their right. It was their right. Yesterday, people were buried. Among those people that were buried was a young man who was into event management. Great guy potential. Gone. You are sitting here, you can breathe normally, talk normally, you can clap your hands. Somebody is numbed. They can't clap their hands. Somebody cannot walk. Somebody cannot urinate. Somebody cannot even sleep. God has been this good to you. Oh, somebody clap these hands. Jesus is using the cities and their character to speak to this generation. Capernaum, you are ungrateful. You saw miracles. You saw the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the cripple walk, the dead come back to life, and you are still ungrateful. Armed robbers didn't break into your heart, your house. Armed robbers didn't break, they didn't rape your children. God has kept you and brought you this far. You don't have stroke. You don't have leukemia. You don't have spontaneous. You don't have any heart disease. God is good. Capernaum. God is good. Matthew chapter 23, verse number 37. Jesus speaks to another town, and it is the city of Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stone them which have been sent unto you. How often I would have gathered you as children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, but you will not allow me. Jerusalem, you are a killer of messengers to you. Messengers cannot only be Kofi Oduro screaming. Messengers sometimes can be the elderly man in the trotro who says, sweetie, be patient. That's a messenger. That's a prophet. Who are you to tell me to? Who are you to? I'm looking at a generation. They don't need any form of advice. This is a counselless generation. The Bible said, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. But this generation does not even need counsel. Be careful, they are offended. You are offended for be careful. Very interesting. Rebuking a man. Then as a wife, then as impregnated another woman, rebuking him, he gets offended. You will be offended to hell. You are on your way to hell. You want this to be a normality. Because you see your preachers do it. You see nation leaders do it. You see chiefs do it. You want to live in a promiscuous way. As a matter of fact, you want to live without law, order, guidance, and counsel. You want to serve God, but you want to do it your way. But I'm telling you that if Ghana Standard Boards have standards and they have orders, you know, if the court has standing orders, if parliament have standing orders, is it God who doesn't have standing orders? You better align. You better align. I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be ye thou perfect. I'm talking to the wise here. I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me. Be ye thou perfect. I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me. Be ye thou perfect. I am God Almighty. Walk thou. He said to you, you know, in Genesis chapter number 17 and verse number 1, he spoke to Abraham, and he was speaking to Abraham. He said unto Abraham, I, you know, when he was 90, I am God Almighty. I want you to walk before me and be a perfect person. I have standards. There are standards before God. The fact that you are born again under the dispensation of grace doesn't mean you take the grace of God and fool with it. Come on and see people. The pulpit have become a disdained location and space. The altar of God have been reduced to nothing. And this is the time that God is calling the killers of prophets and messengers. You know, Jerusalem, come back to that. Jerusalem is the only city, according to the Bible, that is married to God. A land is married to Almighty God. You are the wife of God. They're sitting here. One of the things that she has to understand, that she is not married to an ordinary person. Her husband is not an ordinary person. She will have to learn how to distinguish herself. Say, you know, you are married to Ohin Kesiebia. Wunanayire Ohinayire will have to distinguish yourself to know that we are penimuyire. You know, and agrophobia and crophobia dino or hindi yiri dibia in ye, you know, baby or no more. People can go and disdain and even contaminate themselves. But nana yiriko in ye or ye penny mu yire Jerusalem. I'm talking to Jerusalem, and I'm not talking to a geographical Jerusalem, I'm talking to a metaphorical Jerusalem. You are that particular Jerusalem, killer of prophets. I'm talking to you. Oh, you can clap or choose not to. Killer of prophets. We will not tell you God will give you a second term. We will tell you to repent from your wickedness. We will not. I want to ask questions like, when did all these politicians get money to buy bags of rice, oil, and all that, and distribute it to people for free? Who is going to reimburse those monies? This is why Ghana does not progress. Because you are a killer of prophets. You are a killer of messengers that have been sent to you. And that is why you see African leaders as killers, from Mobutu Sese Seko to, you know, Mugabe to all these other guys who, you know, have no heart like Idi Amin. Wicked leaders talk, they will kill you because they are killers. Yeah. Jerusalem! And then another town that the Bible is talking about is Babylon, the Luciferian and Jezebelic city, Babylon. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. Babylon! This is a Babylonish, system and generation. And then the Bible said, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. That great city, because she made all nations. Only Babylon can affect all nations. Made all nations to drink of the wine of her wrath, of her fornication. Revelation chapter number 18, verse 4. The Bible was talking about Babylon. He said, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of Babylon, my people. Let's start from verse 2. You will understand it better. And he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, is fallen. It's become the habitation of devils and the hold of foul or evil spirits and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. In the third verse, for all nations have drunk. There is an intoxication of the nations, ladies and gentlemen, at this present moment. The nations have drunken of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with Babylon, and the merchants are, merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. He goes in verse 4 and said, I heard another voice say, come out, my people, out of Babylon, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you do not receive her plagues. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse number 7 and 8, the Bible talk about Babylon. He said this concerning Babylon. He said, Babylon, ye yamin sem si kekruwa, and ma man amani na anunum nin sanibi, amani na to Babylon e jamemo, iti amaino abubatam. In verse number 8, he said, Babylon is suddenly fallen, or fallen and destroyed all for her. Take balm for her pain, for it is so she may be healed. Babylon, the whole situation. Met a lady in my crusade at Abeka who has been an addict of pornography for 12 years. A woman is an addict of pornography. That's strange to me. I thought that it was men who had gone astray. Babylon is in our hearts. But not, it's just a system. It's in our hearts. If there was Champions League this morning, most of you will not be here. Babylon. Babylon! You have replaced God with something. I told you. I was speaking to the church on Tuesday in our Bible. If you don't come to Bible study, you're missing a lot. In Bible study, and I was speaking to them about seven addictions. Addictions. Christians, how to break away from addiction. One of the addictions I talk about is the addiction of this thing. Babylon is in this. If you are not careful, this mobile phone will take away your first love and your first works. This thing would deny you a devotion and a pure relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are not careful, this phone right here will collapse your marriage. This. Husbands don't want their wives to touch this. I'm asking you a question. Why in the catching I will say, for what's embassy my yase? Ubaya my yase, you mammy phone, so you might end me now. I told you this thing will collapse many marriages, shut many homes. Babylon, the Babylon. John has denied many people from accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and their personal Savior. Babylon. We talked about the addiction of work. Workaholics like myself. Result-oriented people who don't know to take a break. Babylon. Even eating disorders. Deep by heart. 12 o'clock, you won't watch it. Babylon is in your house. Babylon is in your house. This is why people go to funerals and they are not served food and they get angry. They come to church party and they don't receive 3-4 pack takeaway. They have stopped coming to church. Nonsense. Did we come here for takeaway? Did we come here for Old Students Association? Did we come here, you know, to come and, you know, contribute money to give to you? I am here to work on my salvation and to see Christ as my Savior, to know Him and to relate to Him. I want to see Jesus and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. I want to see Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the true shepherd, Jesus, the good shepherd, Jesus, the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, Jesus, the miracle worker, Jesus, Son of the living God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Christo na me pene huno no. Yesu. The one that have been rejected by the church, disdained by the pulpit, you know, even denied and betrayed by the preachers. I'm talking about the Christ to correctly, you know, properly, exegetically, apologetically present Jesus. Correctly, not nonsense preaching. No, Jesus, not a kutia preaching. No, the fact that I have something with somebody does not mean I should bring it to the pulpit. The pulpit is a sacred place. It is a pivotal point. It is an epicenter where God has placed His holy name. We don't fight on the pulpit. We don't curse on the pulpit. You don't use this to fight scores or settle scores or prove a point. This is Jesus' headquarters. We are preaching Christ. Christ the healer. Christ the king. Christ the savior. Christ the restorer of broken walls. Am I talking to a church? Somebody scream Jesus! Shout Jesus! Jesus! Clap your hands unto the Lord. Shout unto God. Talking about the Christ, Son of the living God. He came unto His own, but His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them that believed in His name, the Bible said, He has given them power to become children of God. Bring Christ back. Bring Jesus back to His church. We have become like Laodicea, who have hijacked the church. Laodicea. Laodicea. The church that can't speak truth. You tell truth to people, they will leave church. I will tell you truth for you to leave. I will tell you truth for you to leave. Make preaching ukram weja hasa. Make can ukram weja hasa. Yeah. Well, pebe bia. Your best was so beige. Your pebe bia best was so shamaniso. Or pebe bia best was so insanomso. They are looking for places for compromise. That is Babylon. Babylonish is a compromise. Compromise. Let's compromise here. Oh yeah, I didn't get blessed at the altar before I had a child, but there's nothing wrong with this. This is the man that I, you know, who wants to marry me in 3 years' time, but we live at East Legon, we want you to come and bless our house for us, Kofio Drew. And then I am there, and they present tea and biscuits and an envelope of dollars, and they come and sit here, and I know that they are not married, and I am busily blessed. blessing. You know, sinners who are on their way to hell, if a person knows Christ, they will never call good evil, and they will never call evil good. They will never call darkness light, and they will never call light darkness. They will never call sweet bitter, and they will never call bitter sweet. Righteousness is righteousness, and sin is sin. You get to die. If you want to be hot, be hot. If you want to be cold, be cold. All lukewarm Christians are on their way to hell. Woman's my joy. I'm telling God's people, Babylon. Now we have Babylonish preachers. Babylon was a very rich city. Now people want to display their wealth. When I look at these young people, when they go to, you know, these parties, awards, and all that, everybody have come to showcase what they have. That have people with cameras. Man, that's a Bentley. It's just a container. I told you truth. You worship cars. Go and ask Turkey when the earthquake struck. And I will never remind anybody of the pain of Christian Machu. He didn't carry anything with him. That's not a lesson to you. That's not a lesson to you. People are magnifying Rolls Royce. As soon as he came with a Rolls Royce. That is Laodicea. The church of the Laodiceans came with this, that. Really? I'm living in the generation where, you know, my father's nice kaftan two-piece will be rubbished because it doesn't have a label. We want to have, this is why you can even see people with labels on the earth. It's a showcase. It's Laodicea. The church of the Laodiceans. He said, because I am rich and I have become wealthy and I have become materialistically inclined. I mean, I have, you know, I saw a program on the television, you know, international television, and they were showcasing rich people and their cars, and that's Laodicea. The day they bring your dead body, the people will be in a hurry to go and bury it. And start sharing your things just like they share the cloth of Christ. Revelation chapter 3, 14. In the 14th verse, the Bible said unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen and the faithful and true witness of God and the beginning of the creation of God. The Bible said, I know thy works that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert hot, cold or hot. In the next verse, the Bible said, and because you are not... because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. 17th verse. Because you say I am rich, increase in goods, and have no need for nothing, and knowest not that you are wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You are, go back to that verse. You know, you say you are rich. You have no need of anything. You have increased with your goods, but you don't know that you are wretched and miserable. You are poor and blind. To the people who say they are rich, Jesus is saying they are poor. But the Bible said in Matthew chapter 5, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the people that are poor, he calls them rich, and the people who say they are rich, he calls them miserable, blind, poor, and naked. You are here boasting of your Mercedes. You are miserable. Preachers in Ghana, some of them will tell you, God has blessed him because he has that this. Really? God has blessed you. This is why we have Sakawa boys in church, displaying their madness in our face. And we give them nice, prestigious seats. And they marry church girls and use them for rituals. Hey boy! Went on Koforidia to collect a snake to come and vomit money. 3 weeks, the snake is not vomiting money. And he carried the snake in a chop box and took it away. Sister Mima, even snakes are not vomiting money. System ni my shit. I will want no omunsun na she. I'm serious. And so in the next verse, he said to the church of the Laodiceans, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich. So actually, those people were not rich before God. Sometimes you might call yourself holy, but before God you are nothing. Sometimes you call yourself something, but before the judge of all things you are nothing. This is why we have to humble ourselves, so that in the season of God he will exalt us. Because God resists the proud and showeth mercy to the humble. One day, we will stand before God and account. Kofiudro will go and stand before God. And may I tell you, don't be deceived by being, oh, he preaches the pure gospel, preaches the truth. But God will be judging motives, heart, and conscience. That is what God will be judging. Motives, heart, and conscience. That you don't see. When Kofiudro is standing here, you can't see his heart. You can't see his motives. You can't see his conscience. But that is what God will be judging. He calls it deeds and works. Yeah, he calls it deeds and works. Your motives, your what drives you to do what you do. Yeah. You did not get anybody. This week we had a crusade at Macedonia Junction at Sapima, preaching to people in the night. People who have come to buy Indomie. People who have come to hang around their girlfriends. We also hang around all of them. We go and draw a soul unto God. And you don't get anybody to take your madness like the soul, Noah. Yakoche nama Christo. Na do wumpunachwe kankan yabana soul. The Bible said, cast out this corner and contention and strife will stop. As I close the service, I am speaking to Capernaum, Babylon, and Laodicea. Come back in repentance to the God of your salvation. Don't have this form of godliness and you have denied the power thereof. Come to the place of true godliness and true repentance. Repent from your madness and from your sinful nature and the wickedness of this world. For the king is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. I'm telling you, your works will be tried by fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13. Every man's work will be the fire will try our works. Yeah, every man's work shall be made manifest because the day shall declare it, because it shall be reviewed or tried by fire. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Where Juma may say, when you may try, Matthew chapter 3, verse number 12. Every man will be put on a sieve, on a winnowing fan, and they will be scouted through. Yeah, who Luke's winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge the floor and gather the wheat into the kernel and burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. The Bible said the fire that Jesus talked about, he said, whose worm does not die and the fire does not quench. That is a hell waiting for ungodly people. And I am here on the junction of heaven and hell, and I'm redirecting traffic. Repent and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and align, for your king is coming, and his word, his reward is with him to give unto every man. Repent, 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 Diana, repent. Alabasta, repent. Stand to your feet. The Lord bless you. Repent. You sit in a church like this and still you are living in Babylonish fornication. Repent. Jesus said, what I tell all the people, I tell all of you, repent. Matthew chapter number 13 and verse number 3. He made a submission. He said, Matthew chapter 13. Verse number 3. He said, the sower sows the word. In the interpretation, that is what he said. The scripture is Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 13, verse number 3. Good. The Bible said, I say unto you, except you repent, you will perish. What is he talking about? He gives you space, love, time, and he aligns you with his will. You don't know when your time will come. Therefore, every day, every single day is a day of preparation. I'm talking to the wise only. They can only understand this preaching. Wickedness in Capernaum. Wickedness in Jerusalem. Wickedness in Laodicea. You can give money to delegates when people are critically ill at Kolebu. They die and you don't care. Why should we care about your political ambition? Why? When I tell you, MPP and NDC, you should understand. It's a frunu amwenyanu amudi. And can give it to the vulnerable, the underprivileged, and the less fortunate. Let's save lives. Give lives an opportunity to live. Somebody has a critical operation, does not have money to pay. And delegates have bagged their share. For this time, they are going back to enjoy with their wives and children. Yeah. The way people die at G37, heartlessly. Sometimes people die because they didn't have the money. Sometimes people die because they didn't know anybody. Sometimes the people die because the people standing in the office of trust didn't care. And they come and stand in the church and sing hymn 349. Nonsense. Nonsense. You are Capernaum. You are Jerusalem. Killers of messengers sent to you. You are Laodicea. You feel you are rich. But he said you are poor, miserable, blind and naked. Can you imagine the description? Somebody that is poor, but blind, miserable,
and naked at the same time. Now, Regina, baby, Muna, or kicker. Can you imagine that? You are blind, miserable, naked. I counsel you to buy of me refined gold. What is refined gold? Put the scripture back. Let us read it. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried. That word tried is refinement. Another version possibly can bring me the word I'm looking for. Buy gold from me, pure gold, in order to be rich. Another version, look at this. He said, buy from me gold that has been purified by fire. I'm looking for that. Fire purifies. This morning, he set a fire to burn off the chaff. You get angry too quick and too, you take it too far. He's ignited a fire to deal with it. Your temperament, your attitude, your character, he is calling you to a place of repentance, to break away all the addictions. Amen. Away from your life. Amen. Can you encourage them? Can you put both hands on your heart? Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. I close with that. Creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. Cast us not from your presence. Take not your spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit. And in Daniel was found an excellent spirit. And in Daniel, an excellent spirit was found in him. Not contamination, not defilement. Right spirit. Right spirit was found. Order our steps in your word. Send your anointing. Father, we pray. Deliver us from the contamination of the cities of damnation. Babylon is going to hell. Capernaum, same. Laodicea, same. Jerusalem, same. Jerusalem that killeth prophets. Wife of Jesus. How can you kill prophets? Wife of Christ, how can you be a killer? A city married to God, how can you be a killer? Hallelujah. I want us to pray for Ghana. Our nation needs God. I said something from the beginning of my submission. When a nation rejects God, madness meets them. The Lord said to Gideon, thou mighty man of power, he said, if I am a mighty man, why have all these befallen us? When a nation goes astray, God sells them to their enemies. They become beggars like Ghana has become. Ghana, I want to speak to you. If you return to God, he will return to you. If you repent, God will have mercy on you. I want to tell my president, your expertise cannot fix this. From now until 7th December 2024, if Ghana does not repent, your excellency, you will go down in history as the worst in the fourth republic. And the cause is rejection of God. This nation has rejected God. The cause will be the rejection of God. Return back with a pure heart.
a repentant heart, and he will have mercy on all of us. All of us. All of us. It's been 6.5 years of pain and agony. 6.5 years of bleeding and bloodshed. We need help. And that help no human can give. Me say, the American will tell you there is no pain and agony. Because when you escape from no beat. Yeah. Businesses collapse. People are struggling. You people standing here looking nice. If you are going to speak truth, you are really struggling. Tell you, taxi driver can fill his tank and drive through the whole of Accra. Burn fuel. Nobody bought the taxi. When the righteous rule, there is peace. Return back to God. He will restore your misfortunes, your fortunes. Return back to God. If a nation rejects God, they struggle. Return back to God. Let contention, evil deeds, let it stop. Injustice, cruelty, let it stop. Return back to God with all your heart. Not this religious thing, no, no. Return back to God. Is this you? Among Africa, you stood like a gallant giant. Expatriates rush to you. How come they turn their faces to East Africa? The two hands are on your heart. Play the national anthem. And Father, let the words of our national anthem be our prayer. This morning. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar. Please pray for this country. Remember favor in the face of judgment. Remember the founding fathers, believing fathers who stood before you in awe. Father, have mercy on Ghana. Have mercy on us. Heal our country. Heal our city. Heal our economy. Heal us. Heal us. Heal us. I pray whilst your people are praying, I pray for businesses. I pray for entities. I pray for investments. I pray for your people to come to the place where you will be gracious and merciful to them. Remember mercy in wrath. In the name of Jesus.
We give you praise for your faithfulness and favor. You have begun a good work, and my God, you will also accomplish. Thank you. You don't know Christ as Savior. This morning you want to give your life to Jesus. This morning you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Make me born again and a new creation. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, thank you for everybody who prayed that prayer. Give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Reverend Eastwood and some wonderful fathers are coming to this house. It's going to be awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. We can't wait. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Finally, happy Mother's Day once again to all mothers. Celebrate you dearly. And I will, you know, we will do all the prayer bits and all that for mothers. But my time is up. I need to sign off now. On Tuesday, we're going to be here for the non-denominational Bible study. On Wednesday, we are at Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. Watch yourself and may the Lord bless you. You want to join us for our offering? 0249809911. 0592296667. Correct? 0592296667. All right. The Lord bless you. The next service is the F5 service. Fellowship with us at Alabaster City Pantai, East Legon Hills, North Carnation, Unyansan, and Sawam, and Achiaman Estates, also in London. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
The youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Yeah, preach Christ. Yeah, preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. They were coaching a drama, so no, we're money for was a man, so me move for we're not to for no catch you up, I'm sir, me move for talk. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.